In Hollywood's great galaxy of stars, Louise Reiner was a meteor streaking boldly across the firmaments, lighting up the sky with what her three-time co-star William Powell called an abiding understanding, which makes it possible for her to portray human emotion poignantly and truly. She deserves to be a star, Powell added. She has all the qualities.
Has anyone ever told you you have a rather relentless smile?
No, but I suspect I have.
Why?
I come from a relentless family.
These qualities were such that she was awarded back-to-back Oscars for Best Actress, the first woman ever to be so honored. After achieving success on the stage in Vienna, MGM lured her to Hollywood, where she promptly impressed both audiences and critics with her expressive features and soul-searching eyes. Take the telephone scene in The Great Ziegfeld, for example. Here she congratulates her ex-husband, with whom she is still in love, on his second marriage. She desperately tries to maintain her dignity and composure, but her broken heart betrays her.
It sounds funny for ex-husband and ex-wife to tell each other how happy they are with... Yes, Flo. Goodbye, Flo.
The result was an Academy Award and a nickname that would forever stick. The Viennese Teardrop. Reiner has always maintained that as an actress, she works from the inside out, and that approach allows her to bring the pathos of the character out and onto the film. But it was with her next film Reiner achieved her greatest triumph, as Olan, a humble Chinese peasant woman struggling through poverty, famine, revolution, and natural disaster.
I went to the set where they're having mass scenes and a lot of Chinese people who were tried out. And as I went in, by accident, I dropped my pocketbook. And I went down to pick it up. And a Chinese woman went down also and wanted to help me. And our heads bumped. And she stared at me. Aghast. And then she let out kind of a funny gurgle laugh. That was Olan. That was the part I had to play, and I knew it.
Reiner shunned the usual heavy Asian makeup, opting for a more naturalistic approach to the character. For her performance, she won a second Oscar and considers this to be her best film work. With two consecutive Oscars, expectations for Louise Reiner's career were sky high. She forged ahead with films like The Emperor's Candlesticks, reuniting her with William Powell, the lavish musical The Great Waltz, and Big City, opposite Spencer Tracy.
Where were you this afternoon? I want the truth now.
Well, if you must know, I have another husband in the Bronx.
But achieving so much, so young, and so fast can oftentimes have a negative effect on an actor. As Reiner herself said, nothing worse could have happened to me, prompting film historians to dub her the most extreme case of an Oscar victim in Hollywood mythology. After two more films, The Toy Wife with Melvin Douglas and Dramatic School opposite Paulette Goddard, Louise Reiner had enough. Always a nonconformist, she refused to be stereotyped or play the games of the studio system. Disenchanted with Hollywood, she left MGM and turned her back on the film industry in search of a more intellectually stimulating and fulfilling life.
It didn't interest me to be in the limelight. It interested me to give, because there's nothing more wonderful.
Though she appeared in only 8 films over the course of 3 years, Louise Reiner's exceptional and original work as an actress continues to be cherished by fans of Hollywood's golden age, respected and studied by acting students, and enjoyed by new generations of movie lovers, and deservedly so.